Good morning. We continue the Mechilchos Shabbos, Chal Daled. And so the Chayyad Mechal Daled addresses a few points. So we're not going to do it inside. Just going to try and give a recap of all of his points outside. He's going to be discussing the issue of Ma'aseh Shabbos in regards to a cooking salt. So let's just review the rules of Ma'aseh Shabbos. If a person does a Melacha on Shabbos, Chazal prohibited benefiting from that malacha that a person does on the Shabbos. There's a machlokes in the Gemara between Rami and Yehuda. Who and for how long it becomes usur? For whom and for how long? Kunder Yehuda, if a person does it b'shogeg, it's usur to benefit from on Shabbos for all people. If a person does a mamezid, it's also the benefit on Shabbos for everybody. And once the Shabbos, it becomes mutter to other people, but for the individual himself who did it, it's also forever. Rameir says that if a person did it, but shargeg, it's not also. Even the person himself can use it, even on Shabbos. A person did it mamezid, it's also till after Shabbos, and then it's mutter even for the person himself. The Shulchan Aruch passes like Rabbi Yehuda, that a person does a b'shergeg, it's going to be usur till after Shabbos. And if it's amazing, it's going to be usur for that individual on an ongoing basis. The Gro passes like Rameyer, that a person does a b'shergeg, it's going to be mutter even on Shabbos itself. Point number one. Point number two, since we're discussing salt, which the person doesn't eat salt by itself, salt is mixed into a food. Will the halachas of bittul apply to salt? So there are three considerations that the Chayyadim talks about. Number one is we have a general rule called something which is used for flavor does not become bittul. That's one issue. The counterbalance to that is something called Zevi Zagorim, the second issue. And the third issue is the concept called Dabar Sheyesh L'Matirin, Filo Be'alef Le'Batel, something which is going to become Mutter. Chazal said, instead of you relying on Bittel during the time that it's Osir, wait till it becomes Mutter and use it without relying on Bittel. So, something which is Ma'aseh Shabbos and is Hoser on Shabbos and it'll become Mutter after Shabbos. So it's a Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Now there are halachic parameters in regards to what's called Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin and what's not. But that's very relevant when discussing Bittul and Ma'aseh Shabbos. According to the Shulchan Aruch, that B'shargeg it's Oser till after Shabbos. And B'meiz it's Oser after Shabbos. With the exception for the and then it's mutter, except for the individual himself, the person did the veira. For him, it's not going to come mutter after Shabbos. See, is that called a b'sheish no matirin? Because to him, it's going to remain also forever. So that's all points which have to be clarified. But the Chayyadim discusses this in the context of salt. Now he adds another point into the mixture, and the more has two opinions in regards to salt. What it takes to cook salt, and it's interestingly enough that these two opinions are polar opposites. One opinion is that salt is such an easy thing to cook that it will cook even in a kli sheni. It's one of the kali abishol. The other extreme, one opinion, the Gemara says that salt is so hard to cook that not only will it not cook in a kli sheni, it will not cook in a kli rishon unless the kli rishon is on the fire. So this is from one extreme to the other. So a person added salt into a kli rishon, not on the fire, arguably, no bishul took place. If you hold that the bishul took place, it'll go into the under the rules of Ma'aseh Shabbos. Now it's mixed into the food. Or a person puts it into kli rishon ala esh, So then, according to everybody, he's going to cook. So the person has a shulman pot on the fire, and he realizes that he did not add enough salt. So he adds some more salt on Shabbos. Then he realizes that that was a mistake. He shouldn't have done that. That was the wrong thing to do. So it's b'shogeg, according to Shulchan Aruch, it's also till after Shabbos. So is it batel? Well, we have two reasons that shouldn't be batel. One, salt adds flavor. And one is a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So Chayyim says, in regards to the issue of adding flavor, we have a concept known as zevez agarim, which counterbalances that. That halacha is only true if it's the sole source for that flavor. But over here you have salt from before Shabbos, which is helping to salt it, and that's beheter. And the salt, which is coming in be'isar on Shabbos, the combination of the two is what's generating the flavor. That's called zevez agarim, and over there it will become mutter. You have the second issue, it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So that should be said that when one cannot benefit from this this act of salting. So we'll have to clarify that point. Message Hashem, in the next year we'll finish that off and then move on to the next simon. Meanwhile, have a good day.